Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Samach Gimel. We left off on Daf Samach Beis and Beis. We are at Tanan Hasam, two lines from the end of the page on Daf Samach Beis, Amud Beis. I want to take the opportunity once again to thank Alicia Graf for giving the Daf Yomi over the 8 days that I was away, and for doing it so well. I'll be away again and have many more opportunities to hear from Alicia. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Goldva Simcha Shalom, as well as by Eliza and Zev Belsky in honor of the yard site of Eliza's grandfather, Yehoshua Ben Tzvi, Zichrono Levracha, Zinesham Shavna Leah, as well as by the Shulman children for the yard site of their mother, Linda Shulman, Leah Bas Ephraim, Leah Shalom, Zinesham Shavna Leah, as well as by Richard Lipchinsky in memory of his mother, Miriam Bas Rabbi Cheskel, whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shavna Leah, as well as by Dr. Belzin, in memory of his father, Meir Chaim Rachamim Bar Rivka, Zichrono Levracha, his Neshama Shavna Leah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about in today's daf is the following. First, we're going to talk about both the length and the slope of the kevesh that leads up to the Mizbeach and other kvashim that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph is going to tell us Ezu Mekomen Shel Menachos, where exactly the Korban Mincha was Nikma. They don't have a Shechit of a Korban Mincha, but there's a Kmitza of a Korban Mincha, the Achila of the Korban Mincha. So it's going to pick up a series of Mishnayos that pretty much is picks up on the theme of the previous parak, where we spoke about where all the Zvachim are Shechted and eaten and things like that. So now we're going to do the same thing with Korbanos Mincha. The Gemara is going to talk about is whether the Korban Mincha can be, whether the Kmitza of the Korban Mincha could be done even in the Heichal, in the what we call the Kodesh, meaning the Azara, yes, but is it something that the Azara and Kal V'Chomer the Kodesh, or no, only the Azara, but not in the Kodesh. Similarly, we're going to talk about whether the Korban Shlamim can be shechted in the Heichal. Azara, yes, but what about in the Kodesh? What about in an even holier place? Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is going to talk about the Chatas Ha'ov and five other things that are done by the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and which direction the Kohen is supposed to walk around the Mizbeach. That generally speaking, he walks around in one direction, but there are exceptions to the rule where he walks around in the other direction. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that a Chatas Ha'of and a Mincha are both done specifically at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Where do we see it in the Pesukim? And it's going to lead into a discussion a little bit of how to interpret Pesukim, and they seem to give us conflicting impressions of where something is done. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about how even though the Mishnah is very specific about the place of the Hazaa of Chatas Ha'of, the Malika we're not so specific about. The Malika can be done just about anywhere of the Chatas Ha'of, and we'll see if we get to that today. So let's begin again. We're two lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Samach Beis and Beis Tanan Hasam. So says the Mishnah, Tanan Hasam, Mishnah Maseches Midos teaches us, HaKevesh VaMizbeach Shishu Mishtayim, together the ramp and the Mizbeach itself make up 62 amos of the floor space of the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Hanishitin Varba Havu. Well, wait just a second. The Mizbeach is 32 by 32 amos. So it's 32 amos. The Kevesh is 32 amos. 32 plus 32 is 64, not 62. So this is pretty basic math over here. How did we mess this up? How did we end up with 62 amos being the floor space that it takes up? So says Gemara, Nimtso Poreach Amma al Yesod the Amma al Sovev. That part of that 32 amos of the Mizbeach is the Yesod that protrudes out and the Sovev that protrudes out. The ramp went all the way up to the top of the Mizbeach, so it overlapped the Yesod and the Sovev, and therefore there was only 30 amos of Mizbeach left from the end of the ramp, because there was 2 amos of overlap, and that's why it's a total of 62 amos of floor space. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kol Kivshei Kvashim, all of the big ramps, meaning all of the large and small ramps, all of, that's what Rashi writes. Kivshei Kvashim is a kol kvashim gedol mukatanim shayusham. That all of the big ramps and the small ramps that they had there were shalosh amos la'ama. It was at a slope of three amos of surface of the ramp for each amma of height that you would they would elevate. That was the slope of the ramp. Chutz mikivshei shel mizbeach, except for the main ramp of the mizbeach. Shayosh shalosh amos mechza ve'etzpa ushlish etzpa bizichrusa. That it was for every amma that you elevated, it was much flatter than a typical ramp. It was instead of being three amos of space that you're walking for every amma of elevation, it was three and a half amos plus an etzpa and a third, using the knuckle of the thumb as the measure of the etzpa. Now it's a little bit of a funny lashon that Rashi has over here when he says that all of the ramps, that all of the kvashim gedolim ukatanim shahayusham. What is he talking about? Does he mean just the mizbeach? The mizbeach only had one large ramp and two small ramps. So how can you say all of the gedolim and katanim were all the 3-to-1 ratio except for the only large ramp that there is, meaning it would be only the small ramps? So it could be that he's referring to other types of ramps that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, like the ramp that was used to bring out the Se'ira Mishtaleach, or the ramp that was used to bring out, that they went out to do the Shreifas HaParah by the Parah Aduma, that even those ramps had to conform to this 3-to-1 ratio, and it's only the Kevesh HaGadol of the Mizbeach that did not conform to this 3-to-1 ratio. Now, this idea of the 3-to-1 ratio and the 3.5 plus etzba and a third for the main ramp, that's only in the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. The Mizbeach and the Mishkan, it was a totally different story because all the measurements were different in terms of the Mishkan. So it wasn't necessarily that ratio when it comes to, or that slope when it comes to the ramp up to the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. Okay, so now new Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Minachosayinu k'matzos b'kol makom ba'azara. So just like we discussed, Ezu Mekomen Shel Zvachim, now we're going to talk about Ezu Mekomen Shel Menachos. What are the places where you do the Kemitza of the Korban Mincha, the Achila of the Korban Mincha, all of those things. So the Kemitza of the Korban Mincha was anywhere in the Azara, v'nechalos l'fnim menaklayim, and it gets eaten in l'fnim menaklayim. Now l'fnim menaklayim is a fancy way of saying in the Azara. So it is a little bit strange that in one line the Mishnah refers to the same place in two different ways, right? The Menachos and the Kmatzos in the Azara, and they're eaten lefnim min haklayim, and they both talk about the very same place. They're both talking about the Azara. So the Achronim explained that by the Kmitza, the Mishnah is coming to be mechadesh that it's nikmat and in the entire space of the Azara, not only in a certain section of the Azara, like by the Karbanos, like a Zevach, where Kachi Kachim are only in the northern half of the Azara. So the Chiddush is, by the Kemitza, that the entire area of the Azara is available and permissible to use for the Kemitza. By the Achila of the Mincha, it's coming to be Mechadesh, that you can only eat it Lefnim and Aklayim and not outside of the Klayim. So it's being more limiting. And therefore, it highlights Lefnim and Aklayim. Meaning, when it comes to the Kemitza, the Chiddush is in how expansive a location you can do the Kemitza. When it comes to the Achila, the Chiddush is in how limited a location you have for the Achila. So since we're coming from different directions, even though the Halach is about the same area, so we refer to them in different ways. And it could be eaten l'zichrei kohuna, the Korban Mincha is eaten only by male Kohanim, b'chol machal, however they prefer to prepare it, they want to cook it, they want to fry it, whatever it is, not like a Korban Pesach, which can only be roasted. And l'yom v'layla, it can only be eaten on the day that you are makrivit, as well as the night that follows it, ad chatzos. But even that night that follows it, only until Chatzos. So Rashi writes, how do I know that it could only be eaten liyom v'layla? The ad Chatzos part, once you tell me is liyom v'layla, we know. That's our chakamid rabbanan, lest you come to overshoot and eat it even into the next day. So that they made our chaka, that's brachas tav beis, that they made our chaka to only eat it until Chatzos. But where do we get the idea that it's liyom v'laylu? Where does it say that in the Chumash? So Rashi says we derive that from the lach metoda, that the lach metoda, when a person brings a carbon toda, he has a hakaras hatov to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a zevach, and then there are 40 loaves of bread that he brings as a lach metoda, 30 of which are chametz, 10 of which are matzah, and over there it's mefurash, that the halach is, you can only eat it that day and the night that follows. That's the famous comment of the Netziv, where the Netziv says, well, that's obscene. How's a person supposed to stuff his face with 40 loaves of bread in such a short amount of time? Elamai, what does he do? He has to invite all of his friends and he has to get as much help as he possibly can to eat it. And everyone's going to say, what are we being invited for? He's going to say, well, I have what to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he'll be able to tell the whole story of what he's so grateful for. And that's the basis of the concept of a Suda Soda'a. And that's why at a Suda Soda'a, part of what we do is we express the whole story. We tell the whole story. That's part of what, and in front of a lot of people, and as large of a crowd as possible. So that's the concept of the Lach Metoda. So the Lach Metoda are limited to only be eaten liyom v'layla. The Netziv has an explanation of a pasuk in Halal along those lines. L'cha ezbach zevach toda uv'shem Hashem akra. He says l'cha ezbach zevach toda. That's the zevach. That's the carbon. But a critical part is also uv'shem Hashem akra. That when I eat the lach metoda, I'm going to call out the Shem Hashem. I'm going to publicize to everybody. And he goes weiter in the pasuk and explains that every part of that pasuk, b'chatzur space Hashem b'sochech Yerushalayim. That b'chatzur space Hashem, that's the zevach, that's the carbon that you bring. B'sochech Yerushalayim, that's where I'm shouting out from the rooftops all of the all of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'sochech Yerushalayim throughout all of Yerushalayim. But anyway, the point is that that's what Rashi says, that's the basis for it. So Sfasemes just wonders, he says, well, the Lach Metoda are not really considered a mincha, they're considered to be a carbon shlamim, so in a certain sense. And also, a mincha is kachem kachem, the Lach Metoda are kachem kalim, so how can you derive from one from the other? How can you say, just because the Lach Metoda are eaten liyom v'layla, that necessarily it means kalam menachos are eaten only liyom v'layla? So Rashi in Maseches Menachos and Dafir Alvam Beis has a different limud from the fact that there's a hekesh between a mincha on the one hand and a chatos and ashram on the other hand. That a chatos and ashram are eaten liyom v'layla, and chatos v'ashram we learn from the pasuk that says by the basar of the carbon toda, and therefore we link the two. We link the two together, and the lach metoda are also eaten liyom v'layla. So anyway, that's the halacha in the carbon mincha, it was also eaten liyom v'layla ad chatzos. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, mincha shenikmitza behechal ksheira. We just said the carbon mincha's kmitza is supposed to be done in the azara. What if you go to an even holier place? You go into the heichal and you do the kmitza of the carbon mincha, right? After the azara, going further in, you hit the ulam and the heichal. That's what we call the kodesh. In the heichal, that's where the shulchan and the menorah and the small mizbech, the mizbech haktoris, were located, and the corresponding area in the mishkan was the oel mo. Whereas the Chatzar Mishkan was corresponded to the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you did the Kemitza in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, so then Kshera, it's going to be Kasher. Achronim discuss, is that a Lashon of Bediyeved? Meaning you shouldn't. Don't bring it into the Heichal. Don't do the Kemitza into the Heichal. If you did, it's Kasher. Or are we saying, no, it's totally fine to do it in the Heichal. The Lashon sounds Shenik Mitzah, that it was not done properly, but you did it, then it is then b'dieved, it's going to be kosher. And the reason for that would be that it's considered a bia reikonis, that whenever you are supposed to go to a certain location, going to a holier location unnecessarily is considered to be a bia reikonis, that you're not supposed to just walk into holy places for no reason. So over here, it's not for no reason you do a kmitza, but you have no reason to be in such a holy place to do the kmitza. You could have done it in the azara. So in a certain sense, it's a bia reikonis. And classically, bia reikonis means you just walk around, you spazier into to the azara, that's a bia reikonis. Spazier into the heichal, that's a bia reikonis. You're not doing anything. Over here, you are doing something. You're doing the kmitza, but it's a kmitza that didn't need to be done there. So it's going to be kosher. Ken Matzinu Besiluk Bazichid. And the source for the idea that Kmitza is kosher in the Heichal is because in the Heichal sat the Shulchan. And the removal of the Bazichid Levona from the Shulchan is the equivalent of a Kmitza. There's no Kmitza from the actual Lechem Apanim. Lechem Apanim are full loaves, and you don't take Kmitzas out of them. So the removal of something related to the Lechem Apanim is the removal of the spoons of Levona that were on the Shulchan. That parallels the Kmitza of a Korban Mincha, and that was done in the Heichal, because the Shulchan was in the Heichal. So you see from there that Kmitza could be done in the Heichal. So Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah challenges, you're able to learn from the Bazichi Levona to every Korban Mincha. Pasuk says, V'kamatz Misham. It says by a Korban Mincha, V'viel b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim V'kamatz Misham melo kamtzo. So we darshan from the word Misham that mimakom sharagle hazor omdos, that the word Misham goes back on the word V'hiviya, that we, at the beginning of the pasuk, that the Yisrael is mevi the Korban Mincha. So the Braisa is darshaning over here that the Torah is telling me that your komates from the place where the Zar brings the Korban Mincha. The Zar can't go into the Ulam, he can't go into, certainly not into the Heichal. So what do I see? That the kmitza is only kosher, only kosher in the zara and not in the heichal. It's only where a zara is allowed to go. Ben Besera Omer. Once we mention one drasha from the Kamatz Misham, the Gemara, the Brisa records that Ben Besera had a different drasha from the Kamatz Misham. That minayin shim Kamatz bismol sheyachzer v'yikmotz biyamin. How do I know if you already did the kmitza with your left hand that you should redo the kmitza this time? Do it correctly with your right hand. Tamalomar Misham. That's why Pasuk says v'kamatz Misham mimakum shakamatz kvar. That sometimes you already took a kmitza and you do it again. Meaning, I would have thought that if you did kmitza with your left hand, that's it. You ruined it. The whole carbon is puzzle. So it comes along v'kamatz Misham and says, even though you already did a kmitza incorrectly one time, you'll do it right the next time, and then you could still salvage the carbon by doing a proper kmitza. But bottom line is, we're not so interested in Ben Besera over here. We're more interested in the Tanakama. That you see, according to the Tanakama, you may not do the kmitza in the Heichal, and that is against what Rabbi Elazar had taught us. That Rabbi Elazar had said you can do the kmitza in the Heichal, that it's kosher if you do the kmitza in the Heichal, and we learn it from the Bezichei Levona. Here you see Beferish, according to the Tanakama, you may not do the kmitza in the Heichal. You can only do the kmitza where a zar is allowed to go, where a non kohen is allowed to go. So lechora, one could have argued, what do you mean? I have a raya from Ben Besera that you are allowed to do it in the Heichal, because Ben Besera disagreed with the Tanakama. Tanakama says, I learned from V'kamat Misham that you're not allowed to do it in the Heichal, you're only allowed to do the Kmitz in the Azara. Ben Besera says, that's not what I learned from V'kamat Misham, a totally different halakha from V'kamat Misham, which might tell you that Ben Besera doesn't like the drasha of the Tanakama. So that's what the Archonim point out. Yeah, but Ben Besera is a Das Yachid, Tanakama is an unnamed Tana, so we assume that that's the majority opinion, and therefore we're going to ask from the majority opinion of Rabbi Elazar rather than bring a raya from Ben Besera to Rabbi Elazar. So that's the kasha, that if the majority opinion, the Tanakama, holds that you're not allowed to do the kmitza in the Heichal, how could Rabbi Elazar say that you do the kmitza in the Heichal? So says Gemara, Igadamri, who most of love mafarikla. One version is that Rabbi Yirmiyah, who's the one that brought this challenge from the Braisa, is the one that himself answered the challenge from the Braisa. And Ikeda Amri, others say that Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa, Azbrulach, that Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa, on the side it changes from Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yaakov, that so with same letters, that Rabbi Akiva, or similar, that Rabbi Akiva said, or Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa, I'll explain to you, Lo Nitzrucha, the limud of a Kametz Misham is not to teach us that you cannot do the Kemitza in the Ulam and in the Heichal, Elo Lahachshir Kol HaZarukula. The Chiddush of a Kametz Misham is there to teach me that you could do the Kemitza anywhere in the Azara. Because Salka Dayt Chamina, without the Kametz Misham, I would have thought, Ho'il V'Ola Kachay Kachim, Mincha Kachay Kachim, since a Karban Ola is Kachay Kachim and a Karban Mincha is likewise Kachay Kachim, so I would make a simple Binyanav. Ma'ola to unatzafon, just like when you shecht a carbon ola, it needs to be dafka in the northern half of the azara, sa'af mincha to unatzafon. I would think that the kmitza of carbon mincha has to be specifically in the northern part of the azara. So when we say v'kam Chametz Misham teaches me that you do the kmitz in the Azara, it's not to the exclusion of the Heichal or the Ulam. No, it's coming to tell me the entire area of the Azara, and not only the northern half of the Azara. That anywhere that the Zar is Omed, that even in a place where Zar is Omed is Kasha L'Kmitza, and for sure the rest of the Azara and the Heichal is going to be kosher L'Kmitza. The first 11 Amos on the eastern side of the Azara is called the Ezras Yisrael, because that's where Yisraelim are allowed to go. From there and on, Yisraelim are not allowed to go except for to do smicha or tenufa or shechita. So the point is that it doesn't need to be in the north, in the all the way where the Yisraelim are allowed to go. You could do the kmitza, and obviously anywhere further in, you're allowed to do the kmitza. Cohen's one doing the kmitza, but we're saying that that the kmitza is kosher even in the area where Yisraelim are allowed, and kavachomer further in Yisraelim are further in, you're allowed to do the kmitza. So says Gemara, well, wait a second. You're telling me that Vakamatz Misham is teaching me that you could do it anywhere in the Azara, because you might have thought that it has the same dinim as an Ola, the same limitations as an Ola, that it can only be in the northern part of the Azara. Why would you have thought that? Mala Ola Shekin Kalil. An Ola is much more strict than a Mincha. An Ola gets entirely burnt on the Mizbech. No part goes to Kohanim. Every Mincha, you take the Kemitza from it, and then the Shiari Mincha, whatever is not in your three fingers in the Kohen's hand, it gets eaten. It doesn't get burnt on the Mizbech. So an Ola is much more strict than a Kabar Mincha. So maybe, I never would have had a Havamina, that whatever restrictions we place on an Ola should also be placed on a Mincha, and therefore I don't need V'kametz Misham to tell me not to place those restrictions. Elamai, V'kametz Misham must be what we originally thought, that it's telling me in the Azara and not in the Heichal, not in the Ulam. So says Gemara, no, I still would have thought that the Kemitza has to be Dafka in the north. You're right, not from a Limud from Kabar Nola, but Mechat, from the Shechit of a Karban Chatas, that the Shechit of a Karban Chatas is only in the northern part of the Azara, and I therefore would have thought that the Kemitza of a Mincha is also only in the northern part of the Azara. Says Mar, why would you have thought that? Mal Chatas came to Chaperis al Chayav Ekrisus. Chatas is much more strict than a Mincha. It's Mechaper for Chayav Ekrisus, and that's why it's so limited to the northern part of the Azara. I never would have thought to apply that to a Mincha. So says Mar, you're right. May Asham. But I would have applied, I would have thought that just like the Shechit of a Karban Asham is only in the northern part of the Azara, so too the Kemitza of a Karban Mincha should only be in the northern part of the Azara, and that's why I needed the Vekametz Misham to tell me that in the entire Azara. Says Mar, well, Mala Asham Shekein Mine Damim. Asham is a blood Karban, it's a Zevach, so it's much more strict than a Karban that's made just from plant life, that's made just from flour. So I never would have thought to take the restrictions of a Karban Asham and apply them to a Karban Mincha. So says Mar, you're right. I would not have learned from, I never on my own would have learned from a from an Ola. I never would have learned from a Chatas, and I never would have learned from an Asham. But Mikulu, from the all three put together, maybe I would have thought to apply it to Karban Mincha. That Ola, Chatas, Asham all need to be shechted in the north, so it's natural to assume that a kmitza of a mincha must also be done in the north, and that's what I need V'kametz Misham to tell me, not only in the northern part of the Azara, but the entire Azara. Says Gemara, again, still, why would I have thought that what's true of the Ola, Chatas, and Asham is true of a mincha? Malakulu shekin mine damim, or the Ola, Chatas, and Asham, they're all zvachim, they all involve blood. The Karban Mincha does not. So Elamai, there's no Hava Amina to think that the Karban Mincha, the Kemitza of the Karban Mincha needs to be in the northern part of the Azara, and therefore I don't need V'kametz Misham to teach me that it can be done throughout the entire Azara. So what is V'kametz Misham teaching me? Not to do it in the Heichal, not to do it in the, and we're Vaitar, V'kashan Rab Lazar, because Rab Lazar thought that you can do it in the Heichal. So here it's Beferish, that V'kametz Misham is telling me not to do it in the Heichal. So says Gemara, No, there's another reason why I would think V'kamatz Misham is needed to tell me I could do it in the entire Azara, not just the north of the Azara. Eli Isrich, I do need V'kamatz Misham to tell me that you could do the Kemitza anywhere in the Azara, and not to tell me not to do it in the Heichal, to tell me to do it anywhere in the Azara. Salka Daitichamina, Ho'ol Uksiv, I might have thought that since the Pasuk says, V'higisha Elamizbeach, it says that the Zar brings the Karban Mincha, and he brings it to the Kohen, and the Kohen is Higisha Elamizbeach. And the Pasuk says that he takes a kometz from the Solas HaMincha and from the Shemen. So from the fact that the Torah associates and puts next to one another the Hagosha to the Mizbeach and the Kemitza, so I would have thought Ma Hagosha Bekeren Ma Ravistromis, just like the Hagosha is done in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, so Af Kemitza Bekeren Ma Ravistromis. The Kemitza also has to be done in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and not just anywhere in the Azara, but dafka by the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So Kamash Milan, that's where I need V'kametz Misham to tell me that it could be done anywhere that a Zar is allowed to go. It could even be done, so it could be done in the Ezra Yisrael, and therefore Kal V'chomer, the rest of the Azara, and Kal V'chomer, the Ulam and the Heichal, the Kemitza could be done anywhere. So again, the Hava Mina is not that, it's not that I would have thought without V'kametz Misham to only do it on the northern half of the Azara, and therefore I need V'kametz Misham to tell me the whole Azara. No, the Hava Mina is that I would have thought that you can only do the Kemitza in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, a very, very limited area. And Kamash Milan, V'kametz Misham, it could be done anywhere in the Azara. But V'kametz Misham is not telling me to not do it in the Heichal, to not do it in the Ulam. You could do it in the Heichal and the Ulam. If you could do it in the Azara, you could do it in the Heichal and the Ulam. The Kamas Misham is telling me that it's a much larger area than you think you have to do the Kemitza. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlom Sheshachtan Beheichal Ksherim. Once we're talking about things that could be done in the Heichal, we said, Rabbi Lazar had taught us previously that if you do the Kemitza in the Heichal, it's Kasher. So Rabbi Yochanan tells me, if you shecht the Karban Shlamim in the Heichal, it's going to be Kasher. And this is clearly only b'diavad. L'chadchila, you're not supposed to go into the Heichal unnecessarily. And so it is a type of bir reikanis, but it's going to be kasher. The carbon is going to be kasher. Shemar ushchato pesach ol moed, because the pasuk says that you shechted pesach ol moed. So it sounds like you shechted. Make sure you're in proximity to the ol moed, to the kodesh. Oh, so it sounds like it's really an inyan in being by the kodesh and Elamai, we're even allowing you to do it outside of the Kodesh. So lo yeh tafel chamer min ha'ikr. It can't be that which is tafel is more chamer than the ikr. Meaning if the shechita is going to be kosher in the Azara, kol shkein it's going to be kosher in the Heichal, says Gemara, that's not a good cheshbin. Meisvei, Rabbi Yochanan Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Beseira Torah in the Brisa, minayin shemikifu ovdei chavim eskol Azara. How do I know that if ovdei chavim start shooting into the Azara and we can't be there anymore, it's dangerous to be in the Azara because they're throwing rocks or whatever else into the Azara, Shakwanim nichnasim l'sham, that the Kohanim can go into the Heichal va'ochlin sham kachay kachim, and they eat kachay kachim in the Heichal, even though really it's supposed to be eaten in the Azara. So Tamalomer, because the pasuk says bekodesh hakadoshim tochlanu. So it sounds like that's the Heichal that you eat in the Heichal. Va'amai, so it says more according to Rabbi Yochanan Svara, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that they're allowed to eat in the Heichal? After all, Rabbi Yochanan said anything you're allowed to do in the less holy area, so Kal v'chomer, you're allowed to do it in the morah. Lo yei tafel chomer min ha'ikr. Neima v'chatzar ol moed yachlua. That the pasuk says they should eat it in the chatzar ol moed. Sounds like the area secondary to the ol moed. So kal v'chomer the ol moed. Lo yei tafel chomer min ha'ikr. We shouldn't make the azara more chomer than the heichal itself. And therefore, if you could eat it in the azara, of course you could eat it in the heichal. I shouldn't need a pasuk for that. So it says, no. You need a pasuk about achila. You don't need a pasuk about avoda. Doing the shechita of the Karban Shlamim is an avoda. So to tell me that if I'm allowed to do avoda further away from the Kedusha, then for sure I could do avoda closer into the Kedusha, that's a good svara. But to tell me if I can eat further away from the Kedusha, that I'm allowed to eat closer to the Kedusha, that's not a good svara. Why is that not a good svara? Because hachiyashta, that you can't compare avoda to achila. Hasam, when it comes to the shechita of a Karban Shlamim, avoda da Adam Oved Bimkom Rabbo Amrinan Shelo Yei Tavel Chomer Min Iker. That where do you do avoda when you're serving someone? So the closer you are to the master, the more respectful the avoda is. That you do avoda, you act as an eved in front of the master. So if I act as an eved even when I'm far away from him, all the more so I act as an eved when I'm closer into him. So if I'm allowed to do the shechita out in the azara, then of course I can do the shechita in the heichal. But achila, you know, if you're going to tell me, oh, the servant is allowed to eat in the servant's quarters, does that mean kavchomer? He's allowed to eat at the king's table? No, there's a servant quarters for a reason. He's going to indulge himself right in front of the king? That's not a good svara. Achila de'ein adam ochel b'mekom rabo. People don't eat in front of their master that they're serving. Lo yetavel chomer meneker lo arminon. You're not going to say such a svara of lo yetavel chomer meneker. And that's why you need a pasuk to tell me that if they're shooting into the azara, that the kohanim are allowed to eat the kachikachim in the heichal. I would not have known that on my own with a svara, but for the shechita of the shlavim, that I would know with a svara. And if you're allowed to do avoda on the outside, then for sure you're allowed to do avoda on the inside when you're in the heichal. Period. Okay, so now the Mishnah discusses where they would do the chatas of, and we're going to talk about other things that are done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and also what goes on the top part of the Mizbeach, what goes on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So chatas of, I said, nases, al keren dromis ma'aravis, ubekol makom ha'isa k'shera, ela zeh ha'isa makoma. That the chatas of was done on the southwestern part of the Mizbeach. When we say na'asis, we mean the hazaa and the mitzui of the dam of the chatas. That after he did the malika, he would squeeze out some of the dam onto the mizbeach. So that's what nase means over here. That the squeezing of the dam was on the southwest corner of the mizbeach, and really it could have been done anywhere, and it would still be kosher. But this is the ideal place to do it. So we're going to see in the sugya and the gemara what exactly that means, meaning and where what the Mishnah means by that, and where it gets it from. But the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Once we're talking about the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, we'll tell you that there are three things that are done on the bottom half of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, three things that are done on the top half of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Milamata, on the bottom half of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, you'd have Chatas Ha'of, the sprinkling of the dam of the Chatas Ha'of that we already identified, right? That's how the Mishnah started. The Hagashos, and also the Hagasha of the Korban Mincha, before they would do the Kamitza, they would bring it to the Mizbeach, but specifically to that area of the Mizbeach. The makor of how we know that that's true is a machlokas rishonim, whether it's from the fact that the Torah it makes a hekesh between mincha and chatas ha'of, and that's where the chatas ha'of is, as we already said in the Mishnah. Because the mincha is called the chatas, because it says kodesh kodeshim hi kachatas, and chatas behema requires yisod, which is in the bottom part of the Mizbeach. And we learned that it's Dafka from there or somewhere else. So, okay, but bottom line is that's also done on the bottom half of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And finally, the third thing is Shiarei Adam, the Shirayim of the Dam, of the Korban Chatas, the Chatas, not a Chatas Pnimi, a Chatas that's done Bechutz. So that also is poured on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Good, so that's how, those are the three things on the bottom half of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Umilamailan, and the three things that are done on the top half of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Nisuch Hayayin, by many, many karbanos, after every behemoth that your makrav is either an ola or a shlamim, and after you bring your chatos or your rasha, the chatos or the yashim of a mitzora, they would bring a minchas nesachim, which included solas, shemen, and yayin. So the yayin would be poured in the upper half of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and v'hamayim, Nisuch Hamayim, which was much less common, that's only done on the Yom Tov of Sukkis, and not done with every single carbon, that's only done as a special avoda of Sukkis, that's also on the top of the southwest corner, v'olasof k'shi rabba b'mizrach, and the olasof, but not ideally, the olasof only when it was too crowded on the eastern side of the Mizbeach, so then they would need somewhere else to do the olasof, so they would do the ikar makom is the southeast corner of the Mizbeach on the sovev, but when there were too many kohanim over there that were busy with olasof, so they would do it in this corner of the Mizbeach. So those three things things were done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, on the top half. So it says more, Kol Olam Mizbeach, the Mishnah rather, Mishnah continues and talks about what was the route that a Kohen would take when he would go up the Mizbeach to go do the Avodah. So Kol Olam Mizbeach, Olam Derech Yamin. When they would go to the very top of the Mizbeach, they would turn to the right, to the southeast corner, which was to their right, because the ramp was on the southern side of the Mizbeach. So if you're going up the southern side of the Mizbeach and you're heading northward, when you turn to your right, you're facing the southeast corner of the Mizbeach. So they'd always go toward the Yamin, because you're always supposed to turn toward the right, Umakifin, and they would go around the Mizbeach in that way. They wouldn't backtrack ever. They would just, whenever they would come down, they would come down after going around the entirety of the Mizbeach, and Yordin, Derek Small, and they would come down on the left side of the ramp. Chutz mina ola l'shlosha elu, except for those who went up for Nischayayim, Nischamayim, and Akravas ola sa'of, where they would not go up on the right side and turn to the right, shayu olin v'yordin ala ekev. They would go up, turn to the left, and then they would come down in the shortest route by backtracking because it was that corner of the Mizbeach was the furthest corner if they were to take the long way around, the closest corner if they were to just make a left. So to get to the closest place, we're not going to make them go all the way around the Mizbeach. So they just make a left and they go to the south to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and then they backtrack to get back down the Mizbeach. So it says Rami Nani Mili, how do I know that the Chatas Ha'of is done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach? Meaning, go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. We said that the Chatas Ha'of, the Dam of the Chatas Ha'of, is placed on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Where does it say that? So Rabbi Shua Amar Kra, because the pasuk says by a Minchas Chote that is a Karban Olah V'Yoreid. It says Lo Yosam Aleh Shemen V'Lo Yitin Aleh Levona Ki Chatos Hi. So we learn Chatos Kriya Mincha, that Chatos that he's Chayiv when he's very poor is becomes a Mincha, meaning the Chatos that he brings if he's very poor and he can't afford anything better is a Mincha. Umincha Kriya Chatos, and a Mincha is a Chatos. So it tells me that we compare a chatas to a mincha and a mincha to a chatas. So from ma chatas to unatzafon, just like the asiyas hachatas has to be done in the north, meaning that you shech the karban chatas in the north. Af mincha to unatzafon. So too the asiyas hamincha should be in the north. This line is very, very difficult, because we said before that the kmitza of the mincha is anywhere in the azara, not tafka in the north. So this line is a bit of a struggle, that it says that it's dafka got to be in the north. So the Rishonim work on this, that maybe it means the kmitza by minchas chote, and the Mishnah previously was talking about the kmitza being kosher b'kol makom was a minchas nedava, not a minchas chote. You got to figure it out. This line doesn't work, right? Meaning to say that the kmitza has to be in the north is difficult. So the umma mincha bekerim ma'aravitz dromis. But our point over here is about this second part, that just like a karban mincha, that when you bring it to the Mizbeach, you bring it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, sa'av chatas, bekeren ravis dromis. So too, the chatas, when you put the dam on the Mizbeach, it's in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and that's the makar for the din in the Mishnah, that the sprinkling of the dam of the chatas of is in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. So now we said that chatas of is in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and we derive it from where you bring the karban mincha. So says Gemara, how do I know that's where you bring the Karban Mincha? Where does it ever say that the Hagosh of the Karban Mincha is to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach? So, Ditanya, we have a Braisa that elaborates on the Psukim about a Karban Mincha, where it says, Lifnei Hashem, that Yachal, I might think, Bimarav, that it means you're supposed to bring it on the western part of the Mizbeach, because that's the one that's most Lifnei Hashem. That's the side of the Mizbeach that faces the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's really Lifnei Hashem. Tamal Omer, El Pnei Mizbeach. But it says to the face of the Mizbeach. Face of the Mizbeach, we already discussed yesterday, that's the southern part of the Mizbeach. That's the southern side of the Mizbeach. V'El Pnei Mizbeach, Yachal Bedarim. But if you only had El Pnei HaMizbech, I would think it's only the southern part of the Mizbech. Tamalomar, Lifnei Hashem. That's why it says Lifnei Hashem. So how could you satisfy both that it's the west and the south? HaKetzad, Magisha, Mekeren, Marav Estromis. That's what we're talking about. The southwest corner. That's why it's both the south and the west. Kenegit Chudash Al Keren, right by the corner of the Keren. That's where you do the Hagasha, Lifnei Hashem, and El Pnei HaMizbeach, Vidayo, and you don't need to do more than that. That's it. You satisfy both sensitivities of bringing it in the south and bringing it in the west by going to the southwest. That is one opinion of how we know that the mincha is brought as dafka to that to that part. However, there's another opinion about where the mincha is brought entirely, and that is Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer dashens differently. Yachal yagishan l'marava shel keren l'drama shel keren. I might think that you could do whichever you want. You have one pasuk that says south, one pasuk that says west, so it's giving you options, right? You could choose to bring it to the south, choose to bring it to the west. So Amir kol malkum shatamotzi shnei mikraos. But we have a klal. A midrash shatar and dreshbed that whenever you have two psukim that contradict one another, but echad mekayim atzmo umekayim chaveru, one of them can be true to itself and not necessarily contradict the other one. Whereas ve'echad mekayim atzmo vatal chaveru, whereas the other pasuk, if it's true to itself, does contradict the other one. Manich and zeh shemekayim atzmo vatal chaveru v'tovnes shemekayim atzmo mekayim chaveru. We do not use the pasuk that is mekayim atzmo mevatal chaveru. We only use the pasuk that's mekayim atzmo and mekayim chaveru. So k'shat omer el pnei Hashem b'marav, when it says el pnei Hashem, that's talking about the western side of the mizbech. Well, heichan kiamta el pnei mizbech. Well, then that you're not being mekayim el pnei mizbech, which means the southern side of the mizbech. K'shat omer el pnei mizbech b'darom, but if you say el pnei mizbech on the southern side of the mizbech, kiamta lefnei Hashem, you are being mekayim lefnei Hashem. So it says gemara, heichan kiamta. How is that lefnei Hashem? Lefnei Hashem is on the western side of the Mizbech. How is bringing the mincha to the southern side of the Mizbech a kiyum of being right in front of the Heichal, right in front of the Kodesh? It's not right in front of the Kodesh. How is that a kiyum at all? So it says Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Kasav Raitana, Kulim Mizbech, B'tzavim Kai, that Rabbi Eliezer must be of the opinion that the entire Mizbech is on the northern half of the Azara. So the southern part of the Mizbech is across from the Pesach of the Heichal. And therefore, to tell me to bring it to the southern part of the Mizbech is a fulfillment of itself and a fulfillment of El Pnei Hashem. So in the end of the day, the Machlokas Tanakam in Rebbe Lazar is, do you do the Hagasha of the Karban Mincha to the southwest corner of the Mizbech? That's the Tanakama. Or do you do it dafka to the southern side of the Mizbech? And it doesn't have to be the southwest corner. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And what's the Machlokas really about? Is where was the Mizbech in the Azara? Was it in the middle of the Azara? That's what the Tanakama holds. So bringing it just to the southern side of the Mizbech won't do it. It's not going to cut it. It's not going to be El Pnei Hashem. Or was it all in the northern part of the Mizbech? So bring it to the northern part of the Azara. So bringing it to the south of the Mizbech is in fact El Pnei Hashem. So that's what the Machlokas boils down to. Now in all of this, it doesn't tell us where we know that the Agasha has to be on the bottom half of the Mizbech. It just tells me location, where on the Mizbech it should, which corner of the Mizbech, but it, which side of the Mizbech rather, doesn't tell me which, bottom or top half. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Yeah. Have a great day.